Thanks. Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you, Zoe.
Does everybody know what each one does?
What does? Air one, air two?
You don't have to worry about air two. When I was learning this, we didn't even worry about any of these three. It's like pretty much the same thing as air one. I'm pretty sure it's another backtrack.
It's a backtrack again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never used them, but...
It's probably just a differently loaded backtrack.
Yeah, probably, because... But we always use the... We always just use air one. That's... If you ever take... When I was taking the internship with Tom, he said... He showed me to just... Whenever you're done, put up air one and you're done. Like, when I would...
Would you like some steps?
I would just do the first one. Or, like, whenever I was... doing this with my friend, we would put them all up and we'll be talking, and then whenever we're done, put them back down and then play our music. I would always use my phone, so I would use the world one, but like whenever the thing went missing, I started using the internet one, and then I just searched up the stuff on YouTube and just did it beforehand.
This sound,
just tighten it a little bit more.
Gonna hear it?
Yeah, all that's that. That's the next thing I kind of wanted to talk about is kind of like mic etiquette. The biggest thing when you're recording, do not touch anything.
Oh, the table?
Do not touch anything on the table.
Okay.
Anything that you make on the table makes
a noise. So like have your notes set out already and don't be like flipping pages.
I'm already finna have my laptop and like
That's what I mean.
Okay.
So, like,
cuz no background.
I know.
Oh wait. Can you hear this?
Can y'all hear
like
this?
Everything.
Yeah. You hear.
It picks up on and then you like from the
and
bottom.
And you want to
like,
know why? Mm-hmm. This entire stand is made of metal.
Yeah.
Vibrations carry very easily through metal, especially metal springs. Yeah. So the noise that you're hearing of those metal springs vibrating because it's getting it from, that little ding.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Okay. That's actually good. I didn't think about that. I need to write that down.
So, yes. Just do be careful moving
around. Show etiquette?
Around.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. Do be careful moving around and stuff like that. Make sure you set up your mic in the position that you want to be talking into it the whole time. And then don't touch it.
Hello.
Because what I notice a lot of like first time like streamers and stuff like that will be sitting there holding their mic back and forth, moving it back. And I'm like... Dude, no one wants to hear.
Yeah.
It's only fine if you have like that, because I have that tiny miniature TikTok mic that's like this tiny that you could just hold. Mm. And I could just literally.
Do you really?
Yeah, you could like clip it onto your shirt and shit. Yeah, and like sometimes it'll rub onto your shirt and shit. Like I can't
ASMR.
Do anything about that because like it's rubbing on my shirt. I can't do anything about that. But like if I hold it, you can't hear anything. And I'm just like, but yeah. Those mics are actually really like, because it's Bluetooth, you just connect the bottom part to your phone and then like you could just talk.
That's really cool.
And my friend was like, because my friend, she wanted to test it out because she works at like, she always sends me snaps. So she had got one of those mics and she uses that mic whenever she sends me snaps and she's working because she works at like a fucking, it's like a,
I'm good.
it's bad with like, it's really loud.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, she works at a loud place.
100%. There was something I was...
I also work at a loud place.
Yeah, so she's like... She'd be like... When she has that, though, like, I can't hear anything around her. Like, I just hear her.
You might have to send me the link for that.
TikTok shop.
I love TikTok shop.
It was on sale, too.
I was going on a ski trip in February, and I ordered a thermal suit and a snowsuit. I was like, it's cheap, fuck it. So I was like, whatever. It's warm as hell. Like, I got hot trying it on.
I want to get a Hello Kitty snowsuit.
I got a Naruto Shippuden snowsuit from Dolls Kill.
Nice.
I want one. I just want to live, like, where there's snow just so I could wear, like, cute little snowsuits. Like, I just want
to
wear a snowsuit.
Me too.
I've never been skiing before, though. And I'm going on this, like...
Oh, I'm scared of skiing.
Millennial trip.
Yeah.
That's what they're like, we're all millennials, so let's go. And I'm like, I'm barely a millennial. Relax. I was born in 98. I'm barely a millennial.
I'm scared of skiing. I feel like...
I'm scared, too.
I feel like... Yeah. I feel like something bad's going to happen to me.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cleveland. Very snow.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I live
in... Did you ski?
No.
My uncle lives in Columbus.
I have three kids.
Columbus?
Do they ski?
Is that more north?
My oldest daughter, she's going to go for they get her more snore. Best mm-hmm. friend. Mm-hmm.
They get more snow.
Birthday 16.
I don't know. So going skiing?
Yeah.
See, my friend...
I'm going to go to...
No, I used to live in Virginia.
My friend, she just came back from Colorado, and she was skiing there.
Colorado, yes.
Let me tell you. Yeah, my friend was skiing in Colorado.
My grandpa's drive through with all the snow.
She said she's very excited to go.
She's moving down here, so she's...
Oh, yeah.
We're sending houses back and forth. So that's what I was doing this weekend.
Of course, of course.
Exhausted. I'm like, ma'am. This is my cat that I just bought.
I think in Colorado.
Oh.
I just adopted her.
That's adorable.
I have a cat already, and I was like, you need a girlfriend. Or a boyfriend. I don't judge.
Is this Colorado?
Yep. Yep. My friend lives in... I got two friends in Canada. One lives in Toronto and Edmonton.
Oh, Vermont? Vermont? No, that's Vermont.
The front?
It's a chip.
It's a... No, it's
kind of
soft.
That's Vermont. Okay, I don't know. I thought it's Colorado.
It's... I think it's close. Okay. I think it's like... It's, yeah. That whole area is just like close.
No, I'm a little nervous for that. I'm just going to...
She told me.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Just some other terms, if you guys wanted to know.
Oh yeah, what are radio terms?
What we're doing right now? How the fact that we can hear ourselves? Yeah. That is called headphone monitoring.
Monitoring.
Yeah. So that's basically when you monitor yourself and listen to your own audio back.
You're listening to yourself speak.
It sucks to listen to your own voice.
I love it.
I like it.
I want to hear myself speak.
That was the only thing comforting me when I. Because when I was doing this by myself, when I was doing this by myself, it really comforted me to, like, be able to hear myself. Because it's like, dang, now it feels like I got more voices in my head.
Your voice is very good on the...
Thank you.
On the radio, yeah.
And you too.
See, it's because I've done this. I've done this.
I think you just have to... I think you can talk a little bit more into the mic. You can.
I think we all have good radio show voices. We could all... We all got that.
Turn it...
Anybody could be a radio show host as long as you can just talk.
Yeah.
Better? So you hear me good?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You got, like, real close to it. That was... Yeah.
Turn it...
Hello. Is this better?
I usually, because I don't want to be looking into the mic instead of like.
So you hear me better, guys, like that, or from the front better?
Turn it a little more like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try like that, and then I'll talk like that.
Better like that.
That's good. That's
like
good. I like
spot.
That one.
We gotta figure that one out. What is it?
Perfect.
Hello.
No, I think
hello. A bit like the other way.
Hello.
Other way?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Right there. It's right there. It's like at the tip.
Yeah.
Right on the side.
It's like right in the little corner.
Yeah.
Right there.
Corner.
Yeah,
right in the corner. Do you think it's the shape of where that mic curves? Is that?
It's It's because of the way that the audio like bounces around.
Okay,
it.
I'm like, somebody tell me that scientific, please.
Did you study engineering like that?
I've been streaming online for a very long time. Okay. Yeah, just make sure. I think my mic was peaking a little bit when I was speaking a little loud. I think it's good now.
Okay. Yeah. I just lowered all of them to like the same level.
Yeah.
So that we're all talking at the
same. It's better like this level.
Imagine you have a show.
Yeah. I just put it up because I didn't know if we could hear.
Too high.
It was really loud.
Yeah.
It's because these don't have like, so you can't like turn the volume up on the headphones.
But you can do it from here.
Yeah. You could do it from there. Just.
Oh.
Like with Charlamagne.
Okay. What are you doing if you want to cough?
You know what I mean?
Or sneeze.
I would just be like. But like if I just
that makes
sense.
Charlemagne the God.
Because it's gonna happen, you know?
Should we have like should we have a symbol for like if one of us has to cough or like sneeze so that like whoever's on the mic we could just like
break? Like, hey, I need to stop.
I don't think you can do that.
Or if it's like emergency or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or like if let's just say if anybody like raises their hand, that's like we could be like, we're gonna cough, or like turn down my mic so because I'm gonna cough, or I'm gonna do this, or like,
maybe like,
so just do this, give a little bit of
go like this, and this, and that's gonna mean turn down my mic,
or this, okay, to completely mute it, because you can just press the button, right?
The breath is
low. Or we could just turn off
that's
the button.
What it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
God, yeah. They make our community look horrible. I hate that talk show. They just give people a microphone and a camera these days, and they'd be like,
the problem is they read an article. They'll read an outrageous article, right? Really? And then they'll be like, what are the people? Source. Exactly. What do the people think about this? And they'll play like 60 phone calls and say
Alpha Man.
Nothing about
Alpha
it.
Alpha Man. That's all you hear.
And
Alpha say, Man.
And then they'll put no opinion.
I'm an alpha male, and as an alpha male.
It's called The Breakfast Club.
As an alpha male, you should be going 50-50 while also being my maid and my sex slave.
Yeah, and
like that's
I'm not a beta male, therefore I'm not sigma or some whatever they be talking about.
I'm not a gooner. What is that?
I don't know.
What is that?
You don't.
Okay, hold on.
Say you're a gooner.
Can I just? I'm just gonna say this real quick.
Please, I'm nervous.
This. So there's this thing, there's this skin on Fortnite. I probably have seen. Have you seen the Skibidi Fortnite
Skibidi
skin?
Toilet.
What is that?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. That's not my generation. I don't know.
I am part of Gen Z.
I'm scared.
Right?
I'm scared.
I can translate and I understand Gen Alpha.
Both of you
are
the same age, right?
We're in the same generation, right? We're both Gen Z.
Yeah, but I was.
But you're a streamer, so you.
Yeah,
would like, no.
I get the younger audience. Oh, I understand
God.
Gen Alpha.
No. See, I'm
are
trying...
they called Gen Alpha? Oh
yeah.
My God.
They are called Gen Alpha.
When they're born, I don't have any of this generation name, right?
You know it's even worse? Right? The generation is Gen Beta.
Gen Beta, yeah. I hate that. And just then, isn't it after
recently.
That? Isn't it Gen
no, no, no,
Gen Omega? Gen Omega after that?
Generations been around. Yeah, my dad was a baby boomer.
I never heard about it until my kids said that. Yeah. I don't know.
It's a very like stupid, but like, it definitely separates
now,
the culture.
I think my mom's Gen X.
And
I
everyone,
don't know.
It's so
I have
funny.
No idea.
Originally,
you're Gen. What are you guys?
Gen Z.
So what everyone, does it go? It goes millennial.
See,
millennials, Gen Z, Gen Alpha. Now it's
Gen Beta,
and then it's
Gen
Omega.
Omega. Yeah.
Gen what?
I would hate
that's
to
in
be
a few
born.
Years.
What means
skip one? Millennial?
It's Gen in a few years.
X.
Right now we're
you're
in
forgetting
Gen,
about Gen X. Then
generation
baby boomers.
Alpha?
We're,
then baby
no,
boomers.
Gen Alpha just passed.
Then.
We're in Gen Beta right now.
Baby boomers is
you're
like
right.
1950s.
Who put this?
I don't know.
No,
I don't see, I didn't find. I didn't learn about it until high school.
My dad is still
a boomer. I didn't even find out until high school that I was Gen Z.
This is whatever I told Barry that... When I was young,
they recently created it just so that they could separate.
Right now, the only things that are listed are Gen Z. So, Gen Alpha is about to pop, I guess. So, Gen Alpha, Gen Z, Millennials, Generation X, Baby Boomers, Silent Generation, and the Greatest Generation.
Yeah,
that's
the Greatest Generation.
But
who?
This is recently.
Who?
Yeah,
they experience. Honestly, they deserve it. They experienced the Great Depression and World War II.
This is the 40s.
How about World War One? What was their generation?
That was when they were born.
Oh, okay.
What'd you say?
Lord. I was gonna say World War One? What was their generation called?
Hang on, I might have to correct myself.
I don't even know if they had generations back then.
I might have to correct myself.
They didn't have
what,
generations.
I don't know. Maybe they. Let me see.
Kind of
no, yeah, it just starts with the Greatest Generation for whatever reason in 1900. Maybe they started.
They
at
only
the millenni-
start. They only started counting like
at the millennial.
Yeah,
or at the 1900s.
We never talk about it at the back.
Not
1900.
Oh,
okay,
just now. 20th
okay, this is on me, guys. I'm a bozo. This is a wrong type of mic.
A bozo.
That I thought it was. The mics are not on the side. It's in the front.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's whatever I said.
That's why.
Hello.
That's
better
why it
like
works
that.
The most.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in the front.
Yeah.
How is that?
My mic has the exact same shape, but it's only, as a matter of fact, it's only one-sided, so I have to talk into this top space up here.
I
yeah.
wish.
Okay.
I wanna,
apologies for that.
I wish I had fine. A. I wish I had a PC.
So
if
kids
I had
born
a
this year are beta.
Yeah, they're beta. Yeah.
I would hate to
it
be
just
called
started
a beta.
This year. Yeah, that's why I'm not having kids this year.
That's the only this reason year, why that's you're the not only having reason. Kids.
Well, no, there's well, multiple when reasons, I have but kids, my kid's not going to be a beta.
Mine
like,
will
hello.
Be because it's 25 it's to 39. Generation. And girl, I can't have kids after 39. I'm be old.
It's the generation. How many years?
I don't know.
1 year? No.
No, each no. generation's
no.
like...
No, it's like...
Isn't old. It every 5 years?
5 years?
No, it's no, every like 20.
15
or 20 years. 15 to 20 years. Yeah.
Oh, Zoe. That seems, little,
that seems a little.
And
that,
you know what's
I
wild?
It was like 10.
Everyone 20, tries damn. To debate yeah, when Gen Z like initially began. I firmly oh, believe. I firmly believe it is 1999 to about 2000.
So you're not Gen Z.
To about no, 2008.
I feel
that's
well,
what I would
so,
say.
So
I don't know. I'm proud to be Gen
if
Z.
If you look
yeah.
at this,
I like being Gen Z.
Here's what I
We're
am.
Not Gen Alpha.
I am a cusp. Hell no. I'm a cusp generation because millennial on multiple on this one it says millennial ends in 96.
See,
but on other ones,
but you're on the cusp.
But I'm on,
so
I
it's
was
like
born in 98.
Yeah,
millennial like, start when.
It started 1981 and then it ends.
Oh,
91.
I feel
so
like
millennial.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like the kids in the 90s. They're
we're all millennials. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, but
at least I feel.
But
like
I feel am. Like I feel like they have a better understanding of Gen Z though than like
absolutely because mm-hmm. I'm so close to. I mean, Gen Z started in 97.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
why that's why I think a lot of Gen Zs look down at alphas and they don't make fun of them. They feel. Bad.
We feel
yeah.
bad
because
we
it's
feel bad.
Not really their fault of how they act. It's their parents.
But Gen Alpha was born in.
It's because millennials are the ones having Gen Alpha
2010,
kids.
2010.
Yeah.
2010, and 2020 to 2024.
Yeah.
So my sister's a my sister's a Gen Alpha. That's my girl. Yeah. And she acts like she's an Aries.
My nieces and nephews are all Gen Alpha, and I'm. I look at them and I'm like, I am so glad that your mom is raising you the way that she's raising
we have
you
about
because
15 minutes,
if they
by
were,
the way.
They're yeah. raising you any other
well,
way.
This
Lord.
Is like kind of like how it's gonna go. Like
I was about to say, if you yeah. guys are wondering how the show goes, this is literally it.
This is really
just,
good.
Literally
is
just it. Us talking back and forth.
Really?
But like
our,
going
each
off
segment
of our
is gonna be about
like,
5 to 7 minutes
like,
long.
You know how I pulled that up and I was like, okay. So I would say, according to the parents' article, Generation Millennial actually starts in 1996.
Yeah.
But I feel, and that's how
a lot yeah. of people's misunderstanding. Okay. A lot of people's misunderstanding is like a lot of with big shows. They sit here and put like on a fake voice and
yeah.
really exaggerate their. You don't have to do
so
that.
So if I talk like that, it's
you
okay.
Can,
we're
you
just
can
talking.
Talk
yeah,
like
we're
that.
We're literally just
you,
talking.
We can talk like a normal person. It's okay.
I feel like authenticity is something that
we're just having
we
a conversation
be bringing more to the table. There's mm-hmm. so much fake out
yeah.
here right now. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Nobody like, wants to hear.
Nobody like. Be authentic. Mm-hmm. Your voice, like, you don't... Your voice is beautiful.
Real
your
quick.
Accent is beautiful. It shows a story of where you're from and your journey.
Real quick, do yeah. we want to do what she said and switch around the
Not
room?
Really.
Just so we're in front of the board? I know.
Oh,
but
okay.
you need
you're,
to get in front of the
you're
board.
You're saying, like, you're not actually asked. That's a rhetorical question. Okay,
yeah.
got it.
Yeah, we
got
to get... Let's all get in front of the board so at least we all get experience with it.
Like, you guys should do this because I already have
it. Do what? Oh, we're gonna rotate?
Sorry, chain in my croc.
Oh, good.
These crocs get dangerous.
Yeah, I guess Zoe can...
I'm going to stay here.
No, go ahead.
Go where?
I was going to do it real quick.
You're
I'll be here for 30
quick?
Seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
can you guys
just
talk into the mic so I can
exactly.
mute it and stuff?
It's just so you have an idea of what you're doing whenever... Because what we're going to be doing is we're going to be rotating
yeah.
every
period.
Day. One person is going to be here. One person's
going
to be... Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to turn you up and I'm going to turn everybody else down and
okay.
we're going to listen to Zoe sing.
Oh, I am not a singer.
No, but you hit that note. You hit that note, really.
All right. Because you and I.
Okay, we're going to turn down
period,
a little
bit. One Direction.
Again. Hit the Mariah Carey note for me, please.
Which
thank
one?
The you got, hold on.
The All I Want for Christmas.
No, you're muted now. You better come through. Come on now.
And I. Yep.
Zoe, come back, please. Thank you. All right, are you ready? I would like you to hit a note for me, please.
Me?
Yes, on the mic. This is my training process.
Okay. What am I gonna say?
Whatever. Sing an Arabic song. Sing your favorite Arabic song. Oh wait, that's me. Is that me? What's your color? Red?
Yeah.
No, you're on. Right, you should be on.
They're in order, so you're
off.
I have it off. Reddit on. Why do you have me off?
She's the red mic. I'm
so sorry, guys. I thought yellow meant go. I don't know why.
Yeah. No, no.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. There you go.
Period.
All right, and then I'm gonna do this real quick. Perfect. I think I'm a pro. Woo. All right.
Just so
good job.
Go.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Turn mine on right quick for a little.
Just yours is on.
Okay.
You want me to turn it up?
I want everybody to know this. If you turn off the host mic, you will not be on air.
Oh,
we're going to be off air if the host mic is turned off.
I didn't know that. I need to write that down.
Me too. So
don't turn the host mic off.
I'm guessing the host. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because it's the main channel.
Yeah.
Got it.
If you turn it off.
I'll get over here. You don't have to move around.
No, I was actually just going to scoot you over.
Oh, sorry.
No. We're good.
Okay, that was fun, guys.
But yeah.
All right.
That was one thing I almost forgot.
Let me write that down because that's actually...
But yeah, we've also been on air this entire time.
If you have any other tips, let us know.
Yeah, if whatever comes to my head. I think you have I think we all have everything.
But
you need.
How are you going to be on air?
We're on air right now.
So the people hear us?
People can hear
they
us.
They can right if they're logged into that Primo stream.
If they're on Primo stream, they can hear us.
Wait, what? Oh, I heard your note. Man, I love karaoke.
Wait a minute.
It's so funny.
I love listen.
Together okay. We'll be the
mixing. Sorry.
No, you're good. I'm just doing
what
some
would
mixing.
You like us to do? Yeah.
Nothing. I'm doing mixing. Keep talking.
Yeah, do it. Oh, okay.
Learn the board.
So Idina Menzel.
I love Idina Menzel.
We love her. One of the greatest of all times.
Have you heard Love Power? That movie, there's this movie called She's in Disenchanted.
Yes, I've seen that.
She
of course.
Sings,
yeah,
she
yeah.
sings Love Power.
Ooh,
in that song.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
She did her own production in 2016 of If Then. It's called on Broadway.
See, I need a.
Do you like
is
Broadway?
Is it on?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, girl.
I wish they recorded I wish they recorded more Broadway.
Only like Hamilton and like
exactly.
big shows. And Hamilton
and
was
Shrek.
Great, but
I love Shrek the musical. That's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Did they do Lion King? Yeah, they put it on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah. I don't know if they put it on Disney Plus, but
no.
I just know that Shrek the musical guilty pleasure.
My grandmother always goes to see that in person at the what is the name of the theater down
there? The Straz.
There? The Straz, yeah.
Straz. Oh my gosh. We should all go see a Broadway show together.
And then we could talk about it.
And then
here.
We can talk about it. And then you can
What's
talk about, you know, any video game relation. Because a lot of times, you know, shows will have the same producers
or
and
based off of
marketing
video.
Team.
You would be
surprised. Find a connection between maybe a marketing team
or a game based off
of it. Won't be hard.
Yeah. Exactly.
It won't be hard.
Obviously, movies in Broadway. And then I will obviously talk about food and the Michelin guide and
food
how Michelin guide always guides you to not just food but experience.
Okay.
I worked in beverage direction for almost 7 years, and let me tell you, food is the most mundane thing about my job. It was the experience that you were providing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it's a passion of mine, obviously, that I have retired, but I could talk about it for days. So
wow.
I can relate anything. It all comes back to food, because food drives desire, and desire
mm-hmm.
drives
yep.
humans.
Question.
Yeah.
Can you listen back to the to the radio show, or is
if
it
you
just
go
kinda...
on, when you go on Primo Stream, it's automatically already saved.
It's just archived there?
It'll be there, like,
that's
the
so
time
cool.
that you were there talking, it'll be saved.
How? In the Hawak Radio?
It's going to be listed as our radio show's name, and then we could just... click on it and then it'll
oh okay
you could save it
cool
that is so cool
yeah I was about to
my
say
my dad's gonna want to he's gonna
I hear think us. It's on yeah it says Primo Stream right there hawkradio.primostream
I sent him that
it's after
three weeks
it
it'll
disappears.
Be lost remember yeah. to download okay so write this down
I would yeah literally so like after the show I would just
7 minutes
got it
download it
So download shows after the show. That's nice.
Y'all want to hear the song I'm gonna play?
Yeah.
It's from a video game. Well, originally it's not from a video game, but it's from the Fallout series. So it's an older song from the 50s.
We love the jazzy bluesy era. Yeah. The swing rock.
Peggy.
We like swing rock.
Peggy Lee is her name.
What?
Peggy Lee.
What do you know about some Peggy Lee?
What do you know about Johnny Guitar?
Excuse me. I was in jazz band in high school. I told you I'm a Sunfire nerd.
Oh, you know when you said you were in drumline? I was in drumline too.
Really?
And I played bass drum too.
Oh my God.
You didn't tell. You
that
didn't
is
tell
so cool.
You guys were talking, and I didn't I couldn't find a time to like. Oh yeah, I was in.
Y'all were just talking,
so I didn't want to be like. Yeah, I was
hell
in
yeah, we're the only instrument in the entire band that has our own note.
I played cymbals and just I played FYI. Bass. I played all of them except the quads.
Tenor.
All of them, yeah.
I played all of them except cymbals. Didn't do cymbals. I was scared of them.
I played cymbals.
I love cymbals.
They hurt.
You play cymbals too?
They hurt.
What is going? Do you play any instruments? Mm-mm. None.
I like piano.
Piano? Yeah.
Piano is
that's. Oh my god. Yeah, it's impressive.
I had one at the house.
Like, yes, my parents had one in our house growing up too. I played piano. That's how I began.
My brother
music.
Has a keyboard, and I used to like.
I have both. He would keyboard than piano.
He would play like the scary music. I'd be like,
maybe you're cold.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. But you're so warm.
I know this. This is the popular one.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Adele do a cover to this?
I wouldn't be surprised.
This could be.
She did. I think she did. Did she not?
I don't have my phone near me.
I don't.
Yeah, it's probably.
They're both mine.
Mine is over there.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Phones.
I was so confused. I was like, hold on a minute. Because I thought this was your phone. Then I was like, wait, then who's this?
No, that's me.
Yeah, that's why. Because like I had pressed this one. I was like, wait, who's
this? You're like, who is that? Whose phone is that?
I looked at the back of this phone. This and like, I was like, okay,
this is my BN.
Oh, that's beautiful. All decorated for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's nice.
I wish I could fit a grand piano.
I love this piano.
So I'm moving in June. I was this close to buying my first house, but with the way that the interest rates are booming right now, I decided to hold off for another year and get a new car instead.
There you go.
But I'm moving into a 2-2 in June, and I'm gonna have like my second room be like kind of like an office, and I'm gonna get a baby grand piano in there because I miss having. The keyboard's just not the same.
It's not the same.
I have both.
Are you ready for the day that I get an office and I can put a marimba in my room because it can never leave? That's the problem with marimbas. They're $5,000, first of all. They're 650 pounds each. And they're so big, they can fit through zero doors. So...
Well, the double-sided doors.
With double-sided doors, you'd have to... Even at my high school, we had to pick up the framing and the thing, and then like squeeze it in to get it in.
Because one wrong turn with those things,
the whole thing's broken. Never repair. You have to get like Yamaha to be like, hey, I need you to fix this.
Thousands of dollars.
Send it to Japan.
I love. I was always a xylophone kind of golly though.
Yep.
I don't know. I just thought it was like it was so small, and I also. And I like the bell kit too.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, we did when my high school, my freshman year, I was on front ensemble, and we did a Star Wars theme show.
I always got the solo parts when I was doing the xylophone. I always got to do my little.
That was so much. My old band director is actually getting honored at the Grammys this year.
I used to go to Big Bloomingdale Flex. Straight Superiors.
Yep.
Our Our band director is literally like,
Kanye.
He's.
Are we done? No, that was so fun.
Wrapping us up, doing a little outro.
She didn't go on the board yet. Go on the board real quick.
Next time.
We have 2 minutes.
Is this our outro song?
Yeah, sure.
Not the conversation got boring. That's funny.
Okay.
Okay.
We had Wonderful World.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
she said no, the whole
it's
okay.
This is
yeah,
instructor.
This is my mic.
My professional instructor, okay. So
and then
we
I just
kind of like
looked around the
candy
room.
Candy rain, like, our
yeah. Which one is the internet is this, right? Yeah, okay. No, it's not this.
We did a that was my favorite. And I was...
But you put this song, right?
So I was just... I still remember my routine.
Now you can turn it off.
What's the other music?
This is the air one. It's the backdrop.
Oh, you can stop it like that and put this. Normally you put in the middle or on the top?
I would put a little bit. I would just put it
in the... Yeah, okay.
Because you don't want, like, the voices.
Oh my God!
But in the song one, you put all the way up?
When it is actually
yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Honestly, band was probably like my favorite, most positive memory of high school. I freaking hated high school.
It was my best and worst part of high school.
It was.
I agree with that.
I started in middle school, so it was just
glue. It just went on through.
Yeah.
I loved band. Yeah. Oh my God. I swear by it.
The other one.
I was just
It becomes a lot. I get it.
That's cool.
I got a scholarship to band to do the marching 100, but. I was like,
I had switched from like doing
I can't hear her.
Band and stuff to doing more sports and stuff.
It's because she isn't talking to anyone. Yeah.
That's because you want to
yeah.
be able
I hear
to
you now.
Be
unlimited.
We're unlimited.
Glenda dreams the way we plan them. If we were contender. There's no fight we cannot win.
That's my favorite part.
This is yours.
No one compares. You stand alone to every record I own. Music to my heart. That's what you are. A song that goes on. From your cup till it runneth over. Holy grail.
Blue told me, remind you. What that y'all talking about? I'm the new. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that shit did, the hammer. God, I like it. Bright lights is enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Up the fame, keep cheating on me. What I do, I took a back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can even blame her for that. Nothing makes me want to murder. Mama, please just get my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain did it to myself.
And we all just entertainers. We're stupid and contagious. No, we all just entertainers.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this space with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming, you love me loud. The next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there. One day you care, you're so unfair.
Psycho bitches in my lobby. I got haters in the paper photo shoots with paparazzi. Can't even take my daughter for a walk. See him by the corner store. I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding though? I'm getting high, sitting low. Slide by in that big body. Curtains all in my window. This fame hurts, this chain works. I think back, you act the same person. If this is all you have to deal with, you deal with this. This ain't work, this light work. Camera snapping, my eyes hurt. Dying back where I was birthed. Up your iris and the IRS. Kick the hell up off your high horse. You got this shit to die for. Try yours. Why you mad? Take the good with the bad and throw the baby out with that bad for it. You still alive. Still at new. Good, you survive. Still getting bigger. Good living life. Vanilla wafers in the villa. Illest looking alive. Michael Jackson's Thriller.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this space with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming, you love me loud. The next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there. One day you care, you're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runneth over. Holy grail. You get the air out my lungs whenever you need it. And you take the blade right out my heart. Just so you can watch me bleed it. I still don't know why. Why I love you so much. Yeah. And you play this game in spite to drive me insane. I got it tattooed on my sleeve forever in ink with guess whose name. But I still don't know why. Why I love it so much. Yeah. And baby, it's amazing I'm in this space with you. I just can't.
Is this thing on? Word.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out.
We get a lighter.
That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild.
Keep that in there.
And free.
So what, I keep them rolled up, sagging my pants, not caring what I show. Keep it real, if you don't know me, keep it playing with my bros. It look clean, don't it? Watched it the other day, watch how you lean on it. Keep me some 501 jeans on it. Roll up bigger than King Kong's fingers and burn them things down to they stingers.
You a class clown, and if I skip for the day, I'm with your chick smoking gray.
You know what? It's like I'm 17 again. Peach fuzz on my face. Looking on the case, trying to find a hella taste. Oh my God, I'm on the chase. Chevy, it's getting kind of heavy. Relevant, selling it, dipping away. Time keeps slipping away. Zipping the safe, flipping for pay. Tipping like I'm dripping in paint. Up front, folk, like a leaf, I put the in
the chain. So what, we get drunk? So what, we don't sleep? We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out? That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
And I don't even care. Long as me and my team in here, it's gonna be some green in the air. Tell them, Mac.
Blowing everywhere we going, and now you knowing when I step right up. Get my lighter so I can light up.
That's how it should be done. Soon as you thinking you're down, find how to turn things around. Now things are looking up.
From the ground up, pound up, this Taylor gang. So turn my sound up and mount up and do my thing.
Now I'm chilling, fresh out of class, feeling like I'm on my own and I could probably own the building. Got my own car, no job, no children. Had a size project, me and Mac killed it.
THC, MAC, DEV, HD3. It's me, this is us. We gon' fuss and we gon' fight and we gon' roll and live
on. So what, we get drunk? So what, we don't sleep?
Okay, turning up the mics now. You guys should be able to slowly, if you guys talk, you should be able to hear yourselves.
Yeah.
Kinda, it'll sound
you.
A little.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hear you.
Perfect.
I hear you.
Okay. So, for anybody that's out there listening, welcome. We are Mixed Mic. We are a show that talks about different topics, different focuses. Each segment's going to be a little different. Today's our first kind of run through, our first little practice run. So we are going to start off in a bit of a wonky order for any listeners here, the way that it'll work in the future. Like I said, each segment will be different. So we'll usually start off with a bit of a weather forecast, moving on to a segment about sweets, sports, and movies and film. And every once in a while, we'll try to get together to do a final segment, just have a bit of a conversation about it. And no specific topic, really. But again, we are Mixed Radio. This is, instead of doing a bit of a music break, we're just going to go ahead and get into it. Today, we'll be starting off with movies and film. So I wanted to take a look at trending movies. Oh, actually, introductions, guys. I don't think we've done an introduction. So my name is Santi, and Santiago, but I go by Santi. I will be focusing on the segment for movies and cinema.
My name is Caroline, and I'm going to be doing segments on sweet treats.
My name is Savannah, and I am going to be the weather forecaster for this show.
My name is Ariel. I'm gonna focus on sports, on the latest news of sports, on what happened.
Okay, perfect. So let's go ahead and get started then. I'm going to be talking about movies. So I wanted to take a look at trending movies. It's too early right now in 2025, so we can say that this is a bit of a recap on 2024. But first off, why, you know, movies and cinema, just a little bit of background on how that started. I wanted to dive in a little bit into the history of cinema. So back in 1891, the Edison Company developed a kinetoscope. And so that was this little machine that allowed people one at a time to view a motion picture. Cinema wasn't created by just one specific person. It was basically, it started off as multiple people or multiple companies kind of coming together and developing the idea. So early films that, you know, if for anyone that has seen like the older silent movies, early films were really short. And when I say short, I mean a couple minutes, maybe about 2 minutes, 5 minutes. I know that for anyone that has HBO Max, there's a lot of older movies on there. So you can go on there and you can see some of these old 5 minute movies that are just very expressive and have a lot of facial expression, but not much sound, no color. And throughout time, that's when they started to kind of change a little bit. Movies became longer, they added a bit more sound, they added a bit more color. back then, movies and or films could only be set up, they could be set up anywhere as long as a screen was there or a screen could be installed, and it was in a room that could be darkened. So usually, since the films were very, I want to say, interactive, they were accompanied by music, they were accompanied by lectures and audience participation. There was a golden age of cinema in 1930 where sound became more consistent and it was more precise with the moving pictures. Colors started to be added more frequently to just about everything. In 1914, the film industry did grow. That was before the golden age, with Russia, Scandinavia, Europe as dominant industries. The America back then was kind of still a little irrelevant. But yeah, that's just a little bit. I do want to go into more detail about this when we do our official show, but I know right now we're doing a bit of a soft opening. So trending movies. I took a look at Rotten Tomatoes and saw that the top five trending movies right now are Nosferatu, Better Man, A Real Pain, Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, and The Brutalist. I don't know about you guys, but I haven't seen any of these movies.
Me either.
Me neither.
I've heard about Nosferatu, but I haven't really heard about the other ones. And so with that, I took a look at Netflix as well, but they just kind of gave a list of their overall, I want to say, top-rated movies, which are The Secret Life of Pets 1 and 2, Ma, which I think is a scary movie, and Carry On, and Despicable Me 2. Pardon me, I can't talk. I kind of took a look at public opinion as to what the ratings would be, or rankings, and we have Wicked, Deadpool and Wolverine, Nosferatu, a movie called Substance, which I haven't seen, but I have heard a lot about, and Sonic 3. So with that, has anybody seen any of those movies?
I was trying to go out to see Sonic 3, because I was hyped to see.
I've heard a lot about it. I've heard it's good. I've seen the first two, and I can't say they were bad. I can't say they were my favorite, but I do want to see the third one, just because that is my thing. I love movies. Mm-hmm. Nosferatu is another one that I really want to see, just because I've seen the old one. I want to see how they do, although I've heard not so great things. But that's just been the case with a lot of these new movies, such as like Kraven the Hunter. I was so hyped up for that one, but I feel like it was just, I don't know. I haven't heard good things.
Yeah, a lot of the new remakes, I don't think they're really standing up to the old ones.
Yeah.
I have heard about the Sonic 3. I know that Jim Carrey took a break from his acting career, but he's been on board with that franchise and series, so I think that's really funny.
No, yeah, he's done a good job. I've only seen the trailer, but he kills it. I think he's a really good actor, but I know some people wouldn't really agree with that. So, but yeah, super quick, I wanted to talk about popular genres. Again, 2025, it's... We just started the year, so there's not really a popular genre as far as movies now, but I do have a list of expected, you know, popular genres. But for 2024, it was in this order: action, adventure, comedy, musical, and horror. And people were saying that it was actually a really good year for animation in general. The top movie of that year was Inside Out 2. Surprisingly barely made it above Deadpool and Wolverine, which was the second most, you know, highest grossing movie of the year. So I thought that was really interesting. My source for that was thenumbers.com. It gives you a breakdown of the, not only the genres, but what movies made the most money within each respective genre, how many tickets were sold. So it goes quite a bit into detail. And taking a look right now, for 2025, expected genres are going to be superhero, action, and sci-fi. My source for this is Fandango. I took a look, and it looks like right now the most anticipated movies are going to be Captain America Brave New World, Superman, The Fantastic Four First Steps, Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning, Avatar Fire and Ash, and Ballerina, which is from the same world as John Wick. So I love John Wick. I think I'm going to be there to see that one for sure, but... Super quick, we just wanted to cover that segment. That's all I really had to say regarding cinema, regarding movies. This is when we would usually take a bit of a song break and transition to the next. So for this next segment that we got coming up, we're going to be talking just a little bit about sweets. We have Caroline, if you want to introduce your segment a little bit.
Hello, Welcome to my first segment. I'm going to be giving you guys all a little take on how some local sweet treats are out here in Tampa. So I'm going to be giving a little overview and review of the places, and then as time goes on, I'll compare and rate them.
So before we get started with that, actually, let's do a little bit of a song break. I'm going to use one of the songs that was already here from the other group. It's ready to go. So we're going to do a bit of a song break, and then we'll continue with this segment about sweet treats.
Maybe you're cold, but you're so warm inside. I was always a fool for my Johnny, for the one they call Johnny. Johnny Guitar, what if you go? What if you stay? I love you. What if you're cruel? You can be kind, I know.
Welcome back, everybody. So again, this is our first segment, and we are all training for the next show, which will be a full segment. So to get back to where I was just at with my sweet treats takes, the first place that I went to was Chill Brothers Ice Cream. Chill Brothers is very interesting. They are a Tampa business. What they say is they are born in the Bay because the Chillora brothers and sister are from Tampa and created this business from scratch. When they were little, they took classes in Italy to practice ice cream crafts and techniques. So it's very interesting. Their like background and how dedicated they are to ice cream. So when I went there, they had a lot of ice cream flavors, very good options. They have seasonal flavors which come in and out, and I think at the moment there's four of them, so that's probably the range of what they do. And their ingredients all are natural with five ingredients as their base. They use, which I found all of this information from their website, they use Florida milk and cream, egg yolks, pure cane sugar, and a dash of salt. And then they mix in a bunch of candies or sauces and baked goods, which are all homemade from scratch. I think it's very interesting how they have like their own ingredients and homemade stuff. It makes the ice cream taste a whole bunch better. For toppings wise, they only had 3 toppings. I think they could have had a better selection on toppings. What they did offer was hot fudge, flaky sea salt, and sprinkles. So it was pretty good. They did offer cookies, shakes, floats, and a cookie sandwich and pints. The ice cream itself, I had a brownie flavored. It was chocolate based with brownies, and it was very creamy. I could tell the brownies were homemade. I didn't get any toppings, but overall, the ice cream was pretty smooth, and I liked the atmosphere. They do have 5 locations. I went to the one on Water Street. They have a location in South Tampa, South Howard, Armature Works, and then locally in Ybor. So you could stop by there. I would rate a 9 out of 10. The ice cream is very good, even though it's somewhat cold. It is perfect for a little sweet treat. Talking about colds and weather, our next segment coming up is the weather. So we will get right into that. Thank you for listening.
What if you go? What if you stay? I love you. What if you're cruel? You can be kind. I know.
There we go.
Hello, and welcome back to Mixed Mic Training Video or Session. Thank you, Caroline, for giving us our news on the cold ice cream. Getting into the cold, we are definitely having a cold front coming in to Florida. From the National Weather Service, they say that this is a rare winter storm for the South, especially during this time. I know it is normally colder in the January months down in Florida, but not always lovely when we're looking for the sunshine state. We can see today that we have a high of 56 degrees and a low of 40. We are definitely getting a lot of rain. We have a 99% chance today. We are going to have that all day and throughout the night, so maybe you can get a good night's sleep with that noise in the background. Wednesday, we have a high of 53 degrees and a low of 43 degrees with a 24% chance of rain. Definitely watch out. Maybe bring your umbrella just in case, but it is definitely going to remain cloudy for that day. Thursday, we still have that continuing rain, 49% chance with a high of 51 and a low of 37. I would wear some warm PJs when you go to bed because that is when we are dipping down to that 37 degrees, so it is definitely going to be cold. The weekend, luckily, we do have some clearing up weather, and it is getting a tad warmer. We have a high of 54 and a low of 34 with a 4% chance of rain on Friday. Saturday, we get into a high of 61 and a low of 45, getting a tad warmer. You can go out, maybe have some fun. Still going to be quite cold, though, with a 3% chance of rain. And Sunday, we have a high of 72 degrees with a low of 53 with a 7% chance of rain. Getting a little up there, but you should be good to go all out. Higher temps will be seen next week through Monday, where we have mostly low 70s throughout the day. Definitely a tad warmer than we are seeing this week.
We are seeing this cold front as it develops from Texas and the Gulf Coast. It's spreading in the southeast and coming over to Florida. We are also seeing a high dew point with 43 degrees here. We have the northeast winds, which are hitting 9 to 14 mile per hour, which are definitely making it feel a bit colder than what it actually is. And then we can see that we have a 272 pressure, pretty normal because we're living on Florida with the water and the ocean. But yeah, that is the weekly forecast. I definitely would bring out your coat every single day just to be safe. And on our next segment, we are going to be talking about the world of sports.
Play it again, my Johnny. Maybe you're cold, but you're so warm inside. I was always a fool for my Johnny. Johnny.